made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi has, Chideva Lokash, Chideva Bhutani, Chidendriyani, Karta Chidanta Karanam, Chideva, Chideva Sarvam. Chideva Lokash, Chideva Bhutani, Chidendriyani, Karta Chidanta Karanam, Chideva, Chideva Sarvam Paramartha Rupam. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life salt of the sea, they dissolve. It's a mystery in its perfection, and the science is all there in me.
Om Shanti. It's a mystery in its perfection. It's the silence of life. Life seems to be an enigma and wrapped in mystery. It has got so many layers, and yet, we can see everything as it is. When we are situated in our own original being, we are energy beings, we are beings of vibrations, we are beings of light, and everything is an ocean of energy. The whole world is an ocean of vibrations. Everything is vibrating. And when we start thinking in terms of frequency, vibrations, energy, we are altogether a new person. Everything about life changes. We no more see physical things, we see only the light. Because everything is light. As the song says, Chid, Chid means consciousness, Chidananda Rupam. Everything is consciousness. Everything is light. Somewhere it is vibrating at higher frequency, somewhere at lower frequency. But everything seems to be one. They say there is one universal mind. And in the higher stages of consciousness, the small I becomes a big I. The universe and you become one. It's a journey from gross to subtle, from subtle to subtler, and from subtler to subtlest. It's a journey to understand, to decipher the secrets. And the calmer the mind, the more we can understand things. It is not by questioning, it's not by arguments, it's not by debates. It's not by roundtable conferences and meetings. But the secrets of the life are revealed in the stages of silence, solitude. So all of you have come to this place, which is the very sanctorum of silence, of peace, of beauty, of such scenic beauty. Everywhere nature is so perfect, everywhere there is a melody, the music. You feel in sync with nature, and whenever you go close to nature, you get stabilized in your own nature. Nature takes us towards our own nature. To go alone, to sit somewhere, and to hear the chirpings of the birds, the sibilance of the night, the silence that is around, and everything becomes consciousness. Not just the human beings, but the plants, even the rocks will start speaking to you. If you learn that language of vibrations, if you learn that language of gratitude, my being is one with nature. I identify myself everywhere. I am ubiquitous, everywhere, omnipresent, as if. We do not move from darkness to light, but we move from lesser light to higher light. So today, we'll try to understand something about drama. We'll try to understand something about this world stage. We'll try to see everything from a new point of view. Just as a child is so inquisitive, is so curious to know everything. He wants to know why the leaves are green. He wants to know why the water is wet. He wants to know why the sky is blue, and he never gets the answers. He is full of curiosity, as if everything is new to him. Let's become like that child and try to see everything as if we have come to this earth just now. A newfangled vision. And see what happens. There was a famous novelist, and he wrote many novels and he was very much appreciated and he was very famous. One day he thought of writing a non-fiction, How to Change Your Life in 30 Days. He decided to write a book on this topic, How to Change Your Life in 30 Days. When he met his friend tried to convince him, please don't take such subjects. You're already so famous. People will not love such non-fictional work from you. They love your novels, your stories. So better you drop the idea. But the novelist was very adamant and he wanted to write this novel only, this book only. So he wrote a book, How to Change Your Life in 30 Days. The book was published and within 2 weeks, it became super hit. About 2 million copies were sold and the publisher called up the author and said, congratulations, your book has become so famous. It is the best-selling book, but there is a problem. There has happened a typing error. The name of your book was How to Change Your Life in 30 Days. By mistake, we wrote How to Change Your Wife in 30 Days. So we are sorry for that, but we will soon correct. And the mistake was corrected. And afterwards, not a single copy was sold. Everything is mystery. People are not interested in changing the life. But they are interested in changing people, persons. What is this drama? We have heard so many things about this drama. Let's try to revise all those points together. This is 2023, so I will try to give you about 23 points on drama. And every day, at least once in 24 hours, try to revise all these 23 points. Especially before evening yoga, before evening meditation. Because this knowledge of drama is a super weapon to stabilize the mind. So many upheavals happen throughout the day. So many new circumstances, so many conditions, so many challenges, so many problems. In today's Murli Baba said, you should have enthusiasm. You can overcome every problem, every circumstance, every paper. If you have that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the taste of life. The real taste, the real rus. So everything is new for you. New life, new drishti, new vritti, new smriti, new sansar, new world, new sanskar. Everything is new. So in this new life, you should have that enthusiasm. But sometimes this enthusiasm is lost. And as we move in this knowledge, in Baba's knowledge, sometimes we become disheartened. Because there is an effect of this Kali Yuga. The circumstances are powerful. The situations are very, very strong. The negative vibes are in the air. The vibes of vices are in the air. No matter how strong a person is, sometimes he becomes down, depressed, and is lost. In those unguarded moments of life, there is a great propensity to commit mistakes, blunders, and for which then we have to keep on repenting. So what are those 23 different points? Point number one. This drama is accurate. A for accurate. Let's look into our own lives and peep and see all the happenings that happened. Everything that happened to me since my birth. As if right now you are away from your workplace, your home, your center. You are in a different time zone. So this is the best place to review what you have been doing there. So whenever you come to Madhuban, make it a point to analyze everything what is going on in your workplace, in your home field, everywhere. Because at present you are sitting here and that place is there. From here you can see many things. As you climb higher and higher and higher, the panorama changes. You are sitting here and watching something, but there is a mountain. You climb that mountain and now you are here in the middle. You see many more things. You climb up, you see many more things. You are at the summit. Now you have a huge view of things. And all of you are without any work, without any job or stress or responsibilities here. So this is the best place, best time to review everything that is happening, that was happening. And then bring this point that this drama is accurate. And think and churn and talk with yourself. Why Baba says this drama is accurate? One of the senior brothers says that Baba was presented with 10 different types of dramas and he selected this one. There were others also available, but this one was perfect. So everything that is happening in this drama is perfect, is accurate. I cannot say that this should not have happened, that should not have happened. You must have heard the story of a lady who came to Brahma Baba and she said, Baba, I have done such a wicked crime. I have committed such a blunder, such a sin, that even when I remember that sin, I start shivering. My sin is so grave. What should I do? Baba said, what you did? So she said, when there was India and Pakistan partition going on, and there was widespread fire everywhere. So this lady had 2 kids, and her house was on fire. So what she did, in order to save herself, she stood on her 2 kids and jumped out of the house. And those 2 kids were burnt to ashes. They died. And after this event, she went in depression and then she came in Gyan. So she asked Baba, you say that this drama is accurate. How come? What a sin I have committed. You must never have seen such a mother who killed her 2 kids in order to save herself. But Baba said, if that had not happened, this would not have happened. It's only because that happened, that's why you came in Gyan. So that's the part of drama. Now you have to accept it. So learn to accept everything that happened. The beloved ones who were there in your life, suddenly they left you. The one whom you trusted, suddenly that person jilted you, deceived you. There are so many happenings. If you see, peep into our own lives. There are traumas, childhood abuses, and so many things. The first thing is, drama is accurate and I accept it and I believe in this drama. And everything is happening for a reason. I cannot blame anyone. There are 3 stages. The first stage, The other person is 100% responsible for my sorrow. This is stage one. When you begin the spiritual life, this is the stage one. The other person is responsible for my sorrow. 100% he is responsible. As you move ahead in this knowledge, in spirituality, in self-discovery, you understand and you come to another realization that 50% that person is responsible and 50% I am responsible for my sorrow, for my suffering. And there is one more stage. And what is that? I am 100% responsible for my sufferings, for my sorrows and everything that is happening to me. The other person is immaterial. They have not done anything. It is my karmic accounts. Not a single blow is undeserved. You deserved it. So this is a very refined understanding. I stop blaming others. So that is the first point. A for accurate. The second point of this drama is B. B is, in Hindi, there is such a beautiful word. I don't think it can be translated into English. And it is a very mysterious word. Bana, banaya. It means this drama has been made and it is already made. There is no one who has made this. But also, it is being made. So there were two words together. Bana means already which is made and banaya. So this drama has already been made like this. And I must accept it. And I am a player of this drama. Also I am an audience. Also I am a player. And I accept things as they are. I don't try to change others. There's a Sufi saint who writes that when I was a small child, I used to think that I would change the entire world. I would bring truth in this world. I will bring religion in this world. I will change everything. And then he says, when I grew up, I understood that I cannot change the whole world, but I can definitely change my country. So I'll change my country, whole of the country. And after a few years, again he understood, I cannot change my country. But at least I can change the society where I live. And then after a few years, again he understood, I cannot change this society, it's very tough. But at least I can change my family. They are under my control, my wife, my children. And then he says, now I think, I can't change anyone except myself. This is the only person who is under my control. Others are not under my control. I cannot change them. So give up this wishy-washy desire that I'll change this person, I'll change that person. Our parents are so over-demanding and overpowering. You should do this, you should do that. And children are so confused. All the BK parents, they want that their children should come in Gyan, especially in India. You know, in India, every BK mother dreams that her daughter is sitting on the on the Sandli and reading Murli, and daughter is busy in dreaming her dream boy coming on their horse to take her back. She is busy in choosing her bridegroom. So you cannot force anything on anyone. There's a poet, Khalil Gibran, he writes, your children are not your children. They are from you, but not for you. They are from you, but they are not for you. So in the similar manner, this world, this drama is made like this. It is bana banaya. Let me just enjoy it. It is for entertainment. In bhakti, there is a beautiful word, leela. Leela means play. And God is called Leeladhar. Leeladhar means he is a puppeteer. This is a puppet show which is going on. This is his leela. He has created this world for his own entertainment. and he is enjoying it. So really, go in silence and look at this drama, Bana Banaya. Third point, C. C means it is a cartoon show. This entire world is what? A cartoon show. A Lauren and Hardy play. Mickey Mouse game is going on. And you need to enjoy it. You must have seen the cartoon shows. Children enjoy so much that a vehicle comes and there is a person and the vehicle goes over that person and he is flat and then he again gets up. It's so funny. In our hospital, whenever I go for rounds for visiting patients, and most of the time patients are occupied by their children. So when we go for the round, the children are busy watching television. And when we go, it is a great disturbance to them. Because we are coming in between. So they are so unhappy. They do not want to miss a single thing about that cartoon. So this world is also a cartoon show. Try to laugh at yourself. Try to laugh at your own blunders. Just as somebody mocks at me, I feel bad. Let me mock at myself and see my own blunders, my own mistakes, and I become so light. If you are too serious, you will be very, very unhappy. There is a word in psychology which is called HSP, highly sensitive person. Touch me not. You just can't say anything to these people. They get hurt by everything. If you talk with them, they feel that you should remain silent. And if you don't talk with them, they feel hurt. It is so tough to talk, be with sensitive people. If you give them any correction, they will not talk with you for next 3 days. If you tell somebody that you were sleeping during yoga, he is unhappy to hear that comment from you. You just can't give any correction to such people. They are known as HSP, highly sensitive personalities. And in the path of spirituality, you cannot remain a sensitive baby, a crying baby, a sensitive baby. You have to tolerate so many things here. You know, in this Brahmin life, this Brahmin family is an examination hall. And every Brahmin is a paper. You know this? This Brahmin family is an examination hall and every Brahmin is a paper. But only thing is that they don't come and written, it is not written there that I am paper. Maya wears white clothes and badges. And she also eats Brahma Bhojan. So it's very tough to identify. The person who is sitting next to you, the same person becomes Maya to you in the afternoon. The same person who is sitting next to you and you both heard Baba said, you should only speak sweet things. And that person is coming with that scathing remark to you in the afternoon. With that taunt, with that comment, with that criticism. You just can't bear and you break down. So learn to see this drama as a cartoon show. It's a beautiful play which is going on. And don't take everything very seriously. Somebody has said something, it's okay. That is his viewpoint. But I need not to feel bad for everything. There are so many different words in Hindi, English. One is to tolerate, tolerance. There's a better word, endurance, bigger than that. There is another word, fortitude, even bigger than that. Fortitude. In Hindi, there is a further word, titiksha. You just bear everything, everything. In English, we call it Spartan simplicity. Spartan simplicity. You just have no complaints. everything is happening and there is a sense of surrender within. That everything is going on so well, I have no complaints against anyone. Suppose you come here, you are given a room. After 2 days, if you are told, now you get shifted to another room, you go to another room. After another 3 days, you are told, now you get shifted to another place. Okay. And then you are told you get shifted to further another room. And then the tolerance goes away. So the third point is, watch everything as a comedy show, as a puppet show. Then the fourth point, every scene of this drama D is different. No two scenes are similar. This drama has so many subplots, so many different scenes, and every scene is changing. So you cannot say that, oh, those days were so good. Those days were good, even these days are the best. And the days to come, you cannot even think. One author writes that, my future is so bright that when I look into it, it dazzles my eyes. I just see light and light and nothing but light. He's so positive about it. So, everything is different. Two scenes cannot be repeated. So you cannot say that I miss those days. Fine, those days were good. But even these days are the best. This moment is the best moment. This place is the best place. This time is the best time. This circumstance is the best circumstance. You cannot say that 10 years back I was doing very great efforts, good Purusharth, and now my efforts are not good. Or you cannot say that I have wasted 5 years of my life. But now you have that experience of 5 years of negativity. So you are already a matured person. You are already a matured person. You are already higher up. So, everything is different. And accept this difference. No two persons are similar. You loved somebody, that person left you. Another person came. You loved that person also left you. But you have to accept that there is a hidden speciality in each and every person. You cannot say that that person is better than this person. That's why now I am searching for the third one. So learn to accept differences. No two persons are similar. No two circumstances are similar. No two places are similar. And we need to get adjusted as early as possible. The greatest time sometimes we take in adjusting to new place. It's all the mental preparation. You know, in our hospital, we do bilateral knee replacement surgeries. So, I have seen that there are some patients who are well prepared mentally, even before operation. So just after the operation, they start walking because they have been preparing themselves for the surgery for a long time. There is another group of patients. They remain bedridden for 1 month or even 2 months because there is no enthusiasm, because their family members had told them that you get operated for the knee. They themselves did not wish, nor they had any desire to walk. So those group of people, they have a very long time for rehabilitation and for walking. So it's all in the mind, how you are prepared. If you accept things as they are, things would be different. But if you don't accept, then it takes time. So, this drama, every scene, every plot is different. The next, A, B, C, D, E. E for enigma. Enigma means mystery. This is a puzzle, a conundrum. This drama is a puzzle. Don't think that you will get answers to all your questions. Some questions will remain questions. Some secrets will remain secrets. They will never get solved. And that is the beauty of this drama. And we must accept this aspect of this drama. So it is an enigmatic drama, a very, very puzzling. But you have to enjoy this puzzle also. That is the beauty of this drama. The next is fixed. F for fixed. Fixed means predestined. This drama is predestined. We have heard this word so many times in Murli. But that doesn't mean that I cannot change anything. You know, there are two types of dramas. One is a bigger drama and another is a smaller. The smaller drama is in my hand. I control that drama. I decide what I have to do throughout the day. That is, I am the creator of my drama. I am the master of my drama. I decide what should be there in my drama. There was a person and he was always happy. He was asked, why you remain, what is the secret? How could you remain happy all the time? His name was Abdullah. So he used to say that, when I get up in the morning, I talk with myself. Abdullah, what you want? Happiness or sorrow? And then I answer, I want happiness. I choose happiness. This is the first question he would ask to himself. And the whole day would go in happiness. So it's your decision. How you want this life to be? How you want this day to be? Do you want to waste this day in nonsensical talks? In useless surfing? In baseless relationships? In wasteful relationships? Or you want to utilize to improve yourself? To understand newer aspects of your own personality? I have to become a better version of myself. What I was yesterday, I want to become a better version today. My today should see me ahead of yesterday and my tomorrow should see me ahead of today. That is the goal. I want to understand the subtleties of life, the intricacies, the complexities of life, more and more, more and more. So this drama is enigmatic. And this drama, as I was saying, it is fixed, predestined. So again, accept it as it is. Then next point, G. God loves this drama. So, what is the next point? So, this has come in Murli many times. This drama, God loves very much. So, you should also love this drama. You are my children, so you should love this drama. And I love this drama. I love every actor and I love the action of every actor. So, I cannot hate this drama. I like this drama so much. It is so beautiful. So much variety. Just imagine if what you think, everybody thinks the same way, will there be any beauty? If you are the breadwinner, if you are the in your house, you say something and everybody obeys, how that will be? They don't use their intellect at all. They just obey and follow you blindly. After some day, everything will become boredom. So there is a difference of opinion. It is good that there is a difference of opinion. Everything you say, everything what I am saying, sitting and saying here, you need not to accept anything, just reject everything. You are free to do that. I am not sitting here to convince anyone. In the similar manner, in this world, we are not here to convince anyone. We can just say, this is what I think and this is your thoughts. We are different. I respect the difference. So God loves this drama. So you should also love this drama. The next H. This is the ABCD of drama. So that you can remember. Because as I said, you have to revise all these points once in 24 hours. They will make your mind stable. Halfway, no one can go up. Halfway, in this drama, no one can go up. You know, there is always a complaint when you have difference of opinion with your seniors and your boss. They pray to Baba, Baba, do something, send him somewhere. If possible, Enough of him now. I can't tolerate my boss. There's a, I will not say a joke, but there was a Kumar and he was not allowed by his mother to come in this gyan. She was creating a lot of problems for him. So he once came to the center and there was a trans messenger sister and he asked her, please ask when my mother is going to die. So no one can go away halfway in this drama. That is H. Then I. I is innocent. Nirdosh. Every one of this drama is Nirdosh, is innocent. Not just innocent, 100% innocent. Now I cannot blame anyone. There is none to blame. Because everybody has been given a part. You must have seen Ramayana or you have heard about Ramayana. Lakshmana is very angry that this Ravan is laughing so loudly. He cannot tolerate. But after some time, they both are sitting behind the stage and drinking tea together. Because that's a play going on. So, innocent. Even though we think that this person is bad, this person is cruel, this person is wicked. But you know, he has been given that part, what you can do. If there is no Ravan in Ramayana, it will be such a tasteless. Nobody will go to watch that Ramayana. There is no Ravan in that. Just imagine this movie of 5000 years. If there is only Satyug or Golden Age for 5000 years. Just Golden Age. All the time Golden Age. Who will watch this drama? The real drama starts when the Ravan enters. He is the real hero of this drama. He makes this drama exciting. So, I means innocent. Then J means just. Just means there is no injustice here. We are seeing that this person is wrong and that person, but this, so many wrong things have been done to me. There was a lady and you know, she would not lift her hand. She would not lift her hand. But there is no paralysis there. All her reports were normal. And she underwent psychiatric counseling. And during the sessions, counseling sessions, it was found that she had a very strong hatred for her stepmother. Her own mother died, her father remarried, and the stepmother was a cruel lady. And she always wanted to hit that mother, her stepmother, with her hand. But she could not do that. Later on, that stepmother also died, but that desire remained in her. And that desire to beat somebody ultimately manifested as paralysis of the hand. And then she was given some forgiving sessions. She was told to forgive that stepmother and she did that and gradually then she was able to lift the hand. So the reason for physical malady was somewhere hidden in the mind. It was the suppressed emotion, the suppressed feeling, which was not allowing her to lift the hand. So we are also carrying so many suppressed feelings and suppressed hurts and emotions within us. So many emotions, fractures which are within us. Unless and until we forgive ourselves and forgive others, we cannot get out of that deep emotional trauma. So in this visit to Madhuban, just forgive everyone who came in your life. And you think that that person has done wrong to me. You have to forgive everyone, not for that person, but for your own sake. This is a very, very important lesson to learn in life. Because we are carrying memories of hurt within us. So J means just. This drama is just. There is not a single trace of injustice in this drama. Then next is K. K means Hindi, it means Kalyankari, auspicious. Everything of this drama is auspicious. So rejoice. Just jump and just dance and just sing. That is what Brahmin life is. Everything which drama is bringing to me, I am happy for it. I don't have any qualms, any complaints about anybody. I'm just happy for whatever is coming to me. I rejoice. Just rejoice. It is Kalyankari. Because God is auspicious, this age is auspicious, and everything about this drama is auspicious. So learn to see the benefit in loss. Learn to see the auspiciousness. In the most inauspicious circumstances, you will find it. If you sit in silence and just look at your life, this is my life. And I feel that this moment, this event, this person, this thing is not good. But when the mind is calm, you can see that everything is happening for the good. So auspiciousness, Kalyankari. Then next is L. This drama is limitless, behad, unlimited. It's such a vast drama. So many things are going on at the same time in this drama. Just imagine we have 3 programs going on in the same campus. One engineer program and doctor's program and some other program. In the similar manner, in this drama, it's so limitless. So many dramas are going on together. And it is such a wonder. Who created this drama? Again and again that thought arises. If you look at your own life, just look at your one day. So many things happen in one day. So many events, so many people you meet, so many memories. You just sit in yoga for 1 hour and you feel that so many new things are coming up from where they are coming. So it's a part of this drama. Limitless it is. Next, M. M for multifaceted. This drama is multifaceted, vividata purnam. So much, so many aspects are there. Financial aspect, spiritual aspect, physical aspect, mental aspect, emotional aspect, societal aspect, religious aspect. Learn to look at the events of your life from these different aspects. You know, one more journey you should do in life, that is a health journey. Look at your health, right from your childhood till now. How this body has behaved. Look at the different periods when you were sick. What was your state of the mind? You were admitted in the hospital. You underwent certain operation. You visited hospitals. You underwent so many diagnostic tests. What is the state of your mind? Your health journey. One Amrit Vela you can spend on this. Just look at all the health issues you have. And try to solve those health issues by your own self. Be your own doctor. And you will come to the conclusion that half of your problems are psychological. Or even more than that. Doctors are not able to find out what is the problem. And person feels that there is a problem. All the tests are normal. There was a lady and she had a feeling that she has a snake in her head. And she came to the doctor and the doctor did all the tests and said there is no snake, but she could not believe. She went to another doctor, third, fourth, fifth. She kept on moving from doctor to doctor, doctor shopping. And everybody told that there is no such condition where there is a snake. She says, I hear his hissing sound of that snake. And there is a snake. I believe there is a snake. And all of you are fools. So ultimately she came to a surgeon and the surgeon said, surgeon understood what she had done, what she has been suffering from, and he said, yes, I believe you, there is a snake in your head. But I will re-scan it. So he did a CT scan and everything and he said, it is confirmed and you need to undergo surgery. And she was so happy that ultimately somebody heard and somebody said what, believed in what she was saying. And then she was admitted. She was given gown and everything and she was taken in the operation theater and she was given anesthesia and even incision marks were made and closed. And then operation finished, she was in the ICU and then ward, and the doctor said, we have removed the snake. Now see, this is your fresh CT scan, which is absolutely fine. And she was so happy, and happily she was discharged, she went home. But she was back again after 1 week. And she said, that snake had one child also. That is still there. You forgot to remove that. So that baby snake is still there. Half of our diseases are because of this mind. We can create any disease we want. You can create any disease we want. If you want paralysis, keep on saying, I am paralyzed. It will get paralyzed. Whatever you tell to your subconscious mind, that comes to pass. That gets manifested. So if you can create any disease, you can cure any disease also. That is also equally true. I can suggest you one book which you should read. The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. This is the best book ever written on subconscious mind. The author has given different healing techniques, and he himself was suffering from cancer, and doctors told him that you will not survive, but he survived with his own willpower and different techniques which he used on his subconscious mind. So this book is a very beautiful book, The Power of Subconscious Mind. It's available in different languages. You can just search by Dr. Joseph Murphy. So multifaceted, so many facets. So I was talking about health. So just watch your body, what it was. You know, there is something known as mirror meditation. Has anybody tried this? You sit in front of mirror or stand in front of mirror and keep watching yourself here in the mirror. By constant practice, your face will fade away and your face of previous births will start coming up. Even they say that to that extent, if that meditation is done seriously, it is known as mirror meditation. So just watch yourself. All the different aspects of your body. The body has undergone through so many things, so many sufferings, and watch it as a detached observer. It's a very good journey, health journey. You can do it at Amrit Vela. Then next is N. N means nothing new. Don't get surprised. When Swami Vivekananda was a small child, he went to his father and asked, tell me one thing which I should remember the whole life. And his father said, don't get surprised at anything. Don't get shocked. Oh, this happened. I never expected. Drama is nothing new. Why to get surprised? Why to get shocked? Yeah, there is another word, wonder and surprise. These two are different words. Wonder is about within and surprise is outside. Though dictionary may show the same meaning, but wonder is something, oh, curiosity. It's positive. Surprise is something of shock. So nothing should shock you. Things are happening, fine. This has happened, that has happened. Baba was never shocked. So many children were there in Yajna and so many left this Yajna. So many foreigners, they sat in front of Baba. Avyakta Bab Dada gave drishti for five minutes and Baba spoke with them for 10 minutes in history hall. Later on they left Baba. So many such things are there in this Yajna. You don't have to get surprised. We all are in train, you know, we all are in train. So you cannot say that this passenger I loved, he should stay with me throughout the journey. His station has come, he has to get down. Let him get down. In the COVID times, there are so many BKs, Brahmins, whose parents died together. First mother died and then father died. Within 10-15 days. And they were in shock. In spite of having all the knowledge of soul and supreme soul and immortality of soul. It is a great shock. But then you have to understand, in this life, we all are in train. We cannot hang on to anyone. We cannot say that you stay with me. Everybody is independent and everybody's time is fixed. So they will get down at their station. What I can do? Nothing. So, nothing new. Then O. O for observer. Observer means Sakshi. Sakshi means detached observer. If you want to enjoy this drama, just become an audience and watch yourself on the stage. You are just observing everything. Everything is going on so well. I am detached. I am watching like this. And for this, you can do 2-3 practices. Practice number 1. Stand by the side of the road and see vehicles are coming and vehicles are going. I am detached. So, then you can practice. The vehicle is a thought. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. I am watching. Second, a tree and birds. Birds are coming, alighting and then going away. Thoughts are coming, I am the tree. Thoughts are coming and thoughts are going away. So I observe, I am a detached observer. Or clouds. Clouds come, clouds go away. I am sky. Thoughts come, thoughts go away. I am detached observer. You can practice this. This is a very great practice. And there is some meditation which is known as a witness meditation. While sleeping, you utter the word witness, witness, witness and go to sleep. So everything that happened in the whole day, I am the witness, I am the observer. I am detached. This is different, this is different. I am different. So learn to detach yourself from your day, from your daily routine. That will bring you peace. So detachment is very, very of paramount importance. Then next is P. P means past is past. Just put a full stop now. Don't keep on lingering on the same things, harping on the same tune. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. There is no end to that. They keep on telling. Suppose we see in hospital, somebody has met with an accident. So visitors come. Oh, what happened? He says, I was going this way and the vehicle came that way and his was the fault. So that person gone. Now the next person comes to see him. Oh, what happened? Again he starts narrating the same story. Every day 10 times he narrates the same story. How the accident happened. But are you understanding something? While narrating, you are making that imprint so permanent in your brain. You are repeating the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. I was going, this person was coming and it is his fault. He should be punished. You are creating, imprinting a new memory within. By telling such and such again and again. So, just forget everything. It is very simple to say and very difficult to do. I know, we all know that. But still, that is what Baba has said. Put a dot, put a full stop. Enough is enough. I cannot suffer. Past is a memory. Future is just imagination. The only time I have is this moment, this present moment. That's it. Past and future is pseudo time. This is the real time. So, then Q. Q means, by questionings you cannot understand this drama. You have to just surrender and submit yourself. Allow the supreme power to take over you. Just surrender. This body should become a vehicle, a tool in the service of higher consciousness. You cannot understand everything just by questioning why this, why that, why this, why that. And you know there is a book in English, Why Me? Why me? Why every time I have to suffer? Why this happens to me only? Why others are so happy? You can read that book, Why Me? And there is somewhere within each one of us, why me? We were going in a vehicle, an accident happened. Everybody is okay. I got fracture. Why me? So, then the next is QR. R means repeat. This drama repeats itself. It is repetition. Again and again it has happening. Baba says you are conqueror and you have done this many times. So there is nothing, no great deal in this. You have always been conqueror. You can do anything. Nothing is impossible for you. So it is a repetition. Then S, there is so much suspense stored in this drama. Every moment, every day is as if a suspense story. We don't know what is going to happen throughout the day. We don't know what is going to happen in the evening. There's a person who is standing on the terrace and his friend comes. He says, "Oh, hello, I am coming to see you." And while going down, he gets a heart attack and dies. He was alive just now and he's gone now. It's so uncertain. So there is so much suspense. But yet we have to see this, we have to observe this. You know, when you go to see a horror movie, what happens? There is a horror movie you don't want to see, yet you do like this and then open and see. Like this. You want to see it. You can't afford to miss. Even though you feel scared. But yet, what you do? Like this you will do. Like this you will do. Like this. And then again you will close your eyes. But you want to watch every aspect of it. And watch it. See this. Nothing can scare you. Nothing. There was a lady who used to get a dream that a demon is chasing her every day, the same dream. And she would get up with a pounding heart, beating heart with palpitation. The demon, dark night, and chasing her every night. One day she would wake up. One day that dream went further ahead. When she was running, the demon was chasing her, and then she fell down, and the demon came over her. And she asked, "Who are you?" The demon said, "What I know, this is your dream. How will I know?" So it's all in the mind. Watch it, observe it, don't fear it. Nothing can scare me, I am fearless, intrepid. So, suspense, thriller. This is a suspense movie, a thriller horror movie. But you must enjoy it. Then T, truth. This drama is truth. Nothing is false here. I can see it as it is. It is truth for me. I cannot say this is a dream. What is happening is true and I accept it. All happenings I accept as true. I don't reject them. People are against me, I accept that. People are opposing me, I accept that. They don't agree with me, I accept that. They don't support me, I accept that. I accept every aspect of this drama. It is true. Then you is unchangeable. It has got a different meaning here. Unchangeable means it doesn't mean that I cannot change this drama. As I said, there are two dramas, one bigger and another smaller. I can change. To accept things does not mean that I stop changing things. I accept the situation, but that does not mean I will stop changing the situations. I have all the powers within me. I can do everything. Though the drama is unchangeable, but I can change my own drama. I can change my own life. And the next is V, is variety. This drama is full of variety. So many varieties are there in this drama. And the last is W, 23rd, watchfulness. Watchfulness, awareness is the key word. Alertness, vigilance is the key word. Every moment vigilant. If you want to become free, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Remain alert all the time. If I am walking and there is a hole there, I'll fall down if I am not alert. But when I am alert, I cannot fall. So bring that awareness, that alertness within you all the time so that every moment becomes a chapter of alertness. So these are the 23 different points on drama. You can churn them more, churn them from different aspects. And to end this session, I'll just tell you a story. One man has written his autobiography and he says, "My autobiography consists of 5 chapters. Chapter number 1, I was going and there was a hole. I didn't see and I fell down. And I said, it is not my fault, it is not my fault. And I remained in the hole for the whole life. Chapter number two, I was going on a way and there was a hole and I fell down into the hole. And I said, it is still not my fault. And I remained in that hole for a long time. But I said, it was because of my mistake which was done the last time, that this time also I fell down. I was not aware. But it is still not my fault. So I remained in the hole for a long time. Chapter number 3. I was going on a way. I fell down in the hole. And I said, it is my fault. I immediately came out of it. Chapter number 4. I was going and there was a hole. And I saw, I moved from the other side of the hole. I did not fall down. Chapter number 5. I changed my path. So he summarized his life in these 5 chapters. So in this drama, so many things happened. Just watch them as a detached observer. And now don't commit the same mistakes, the same blunders. You are allowed to commit new blunders. But don't commit the same blunders of lust, of anger, of jealousy, greed, ego. So this is in short about drama. We have just 5 more minutes. All of you just sit in meditation. Just relax yourself. And imagine there is a big screen in front of you. Close your eyes for a few moments. Imagine a big screen in front of you and watch your entire life. The different pictures of your life, the different scenes of your life, your journey of celibacy, your journey of health, your journey of Amritvela, your journey of knowledge, your journey of surrendered life, your journey of relationships. Bring in front of your mind's eye everything. And just see how Baba helped you during those difficult times. Total silence, absolute solitude. I am seeing the movie of my life. What I was, what I am now. Appreciate your own courage. Appreciate yourself. How you were strong during those tough situations. Express gratitude for all those events or persons who helped you. bring those people in front of your eyes who you think have wronged you, have misbehaved with you, or hurt you. Sitting on the top of the mountain, I give them unconditional pardon. Bring those souls in front of your eyes whom you think you have hurt, whom you think you have wronged, and ask for forgiveness. See your family members and ask for forgiveness. A deep sense of silence within. Past memories a healing session I am whole I am healthy I am radiant I love myself I love others I accept everything. Open your eyes. Take drishti from Baba and feel his hand of blessing on your head. Is empowering you. I am light, free from all burdens. Thanks, Baba, for everything. Om Shanti.